a money-grubbing miser with a heart as black as coal.
He's a viscid throbbing tosser with a cash box for a soul.
He's as kindly as a gargoyle
with a viscid chaff as sweet.
But I hear he's fond of orphans.
Yes, he thinks they're good to eat.
You should hope I don't open a restaurant, you motherless.
Sixpence due, the rent's past due. Keep the kiddies in the car, but Molly's coming after you.
He did eat his own grandmother if the rent was not on time.
Yes, a punctual, I admit it, but did that become a crime?
He is of the warmth and humor of a solid block of ice.
Humbug! Show me solid profit to be had from acting nice.
Sixpence due, the rent's past due. Silver in the cellar, maybe Molly's after you.
Shame, Mr. Marley's not to blame. If there's sweeter saints in heaven, I should like to know their name. For I'd like to light a candle and I'll pray for it to rain. Heaven's blessings down upon this man you slander and defame.
Always like her, very capable.
He cannot hear you, Jenny. He's dead.
If I were dead, I should be turning over to my grave at the sight of this.
Sure.
Dead as a doornail.
This isn't one of Bob Cratchit's pranks.
I wouldn't joke about that, Jenny. He's really dead this time.
You're sure? This isn't another trick.
Bah! One time I got him in a death certificate for tax purposes, and I never knew the end of it.
You're absolutely certain.
Yes!
Well, good riddance, then he's always been as welcome as a curse. Well, the man's the very devil, and his partner's even worse.
Now be careful, Jenny. Scrooge himself is still among the living.
Or is it hiding his good nature and his penchant for forgiving?
Sixpence due, the rent's past due. Someone's creeping round the corner. Could be Molly, could be Scrooge. Could be Molly, could be Scrooge.